afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul, and today my guests are Jessica Brown and Caleb Bourgeois, who are here to talk about UAA's upcoming production of Playboy of the Western World. And this is a play I've never seen and heard much, much about. And if one of you could tell me what it's all about, I would be delighted.
Go for it, Playboy.
All right. So this show is about a playboy, a trickster named Christy Mahone. And he runs away from his farm and comes upon a little pub and lets out his story that he has killed his father. And the town takes him as a hero and takes him in as one of their own. And then eventually the secret comes out that he, well, there's a big secret, and I won't give it away on the radio, but you'll have to come see the show to see it. But that's the short and skinny.
And you play?
I play the Widow Quinn. She is infinitely practical and will get whatever she needs however she can. I love her because she's funny, and she's just jovial and happy and loving life.
But she gets her way.
Oh, of course.
Always.
Why would you do anything if you don't win in the end?
And this show is going to start on the 10th mm-hmm. at UAA, and I'm going to come and see it because I've never seen it. How did you manage to get this role, Caleb?
Oh, to get the role. I hadn't even read the show when I went to the audition. I had been talking to the assistant director. I know, terrible actor. Jess is giving me a look right now. I hadn't even read the script, but the assistant director, Becca, said, come and audition. I really think that you would enjoy the show. And I went to the audition and landed the role, and it's been a great joy to work with everyone in the cast, and it's been a great challenge to learn the dialect, but a lot of fun, and everyone is doing such a great job. It's been a great joy.
How are you doing with the dialect, Jessica?
Oh, I love it. Tom Score, our director, is the teacher who does dialects at UAA, and so I've taken that class with him. It's so much fun. Once you learn the mechanics of how to learn a dialect, you can do anything. Unfortunately, it gets kind of dangerous because you tend to mimic people. And so you worry about insulting them because you don't even think about it. Just if you're in the room talking to them, you start to mimic their dialect.
I think everybody does that to some extent. I know that I've been certainly find myself if I'm talking to a bunch of Southerners. I find myself suddenly slipping into a Southern dialect. Mm-hmm. I think it's automatic. Mm-hmm. It's almost like anything else. We imitate each other all the time, and nobody ever notices.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's why I love exchange students, because whenever they come back, you know exactly where they've been because of the accent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's actually made it really easy in the show to pick up the dialect, because once you hear other people doing it, it helps you mm-hmm. along the way. So it's been a lot easier than I had expected it would be.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So tell me about this play.
Well, it was written in 1907, I
that
believe.
Was the first performance.
Yes, by J.M. Singh, and when it was initially performed, it caused riots because of the risky sort of content, and also because it was portraying the country people of Ireland in a way that was causing riots, in a very truthful sort of way. Singh spent some time on the Achill Island and was observing the townspeople there and wrote the story based on what he saw.
And that's probably, its truthfulness is probably why it's lasted so long, even though it was not very pleasant to the Irish at the time to see themselves portrayed that way.
Every character, even the small ones, are all honest, which is one of the things that I think is a really great strength about the play, is that even the smallest character comes from, no one's a caricature. I'm sure everyone got upset because how they were being portrayed was not necessarily the most flattering, but everyone's honest and truthful and a real person, and I love that about the play.
Not that the characters are honest, but that the This is,
they're portrayed as real people.
They're real people.
Right. And that's kind of what makes it a comedy. I think I would probably say it's a drama, but it becomes a comedy because of the characters.
Yeah. And I think the very best plays are a mixture of drama and comedy, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk, here with my guests Jessica Brown and Caleb Bourgeois, who are talking about UAA's forthcoming production of Playboy of the Western World. And how does that title come about?
You have the line, so.
I get to say it multiple times throughout the show. Everyone assumes because Christy Mahone is larger than life from their perspective, that he has to be, essentially, they imagine him to be some sort of king from a faraway land who traipses in. He's not, obviously, and they know that, but they call him the Playboy of the Western World because he's just traveling, and he's new, and he's shiny, and he's from the West. And it's ridiculous, and I do get to call you that because of the secret that we can't talk
right,
about
exactly.
in the middle of the show. He's delightful, and I think the reason why the town falls in love with him is because he's different.
Well, also, it was a time when there was a shortage of men.
Yes.
Yes, after the Irish potato famine, the population had dwindled by, 1.5 million, I believe, died in the potato famine. So there were a lot less men around, and especially for, a character like Piggeen Mike in the show, she is engaged to marry kind of a townie, as I like to call him. And when the Playboy of the Western World comes around, it's, you know, her mind is definitely distracted.
There isn't every other girl.
Right.
Well, and of course, the potato famine, it wasn't just that people died, because people of both sexes died, but that many, many people, particularly men, just left Ireland.
Oh, right, right.
And probably men were more likely to leave than women.
To get work. Mm-hmm.
To get work and send the money home.
Mm-hmm. That's part of what this is the town of Mayo, where the play is set, has an overabundance of females and not many men. The ones who are there are trying to get work, and because they aren't succeeding, many of them turn to drink. So it's a pity. That's funny how it's portrayed in the play, but it's
harsh reality.
Yes.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Well, again, a good play has both sadness and comedy, because life has both.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Has
exactly.
both all the time.
Yeah, and this play definitely comes from a very earnest place and has a lot of truth in it, and that's something that I appreciate specifically about the play.
Well, it's certainly a famous play.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you know, and it's funny, I hadn't read it before.
I know. And
I'm so glad that I did, because when I first read it, I was a little confused. And then once I read it out loud, I really started understanding these characters and saw how almost modern they were. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of them they have very contemporary emotions. And for a play that was written 100 years ago, that's I really enjoy it.
Well, that's true. That was what was wrong with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
At the time.
Yeah.
Because
at
the time, it wasn't customary to be displaying honest emotions.
Right, right.
And picturing real life. It was much more fake in theater.
Presentational, is how we call it.
So how did you come to get this role?
I had to beat several women for it. Earlier this season, I was in a show earlier this season called Language of Trees, also directed by Tom Skor, and he told me to read the play and specifically keep my eye on the part of the Widow Quinn. I did. I thought she was hilarious, because she gets her way no matter what. And when I auditioned, I genuinely thought I was going to lose it. But it was one of those auditions where you see your competition and you would not feel bad if they won, because they deserved it. They deserve to get that part. Alyssa, for instance, did a marvelous reading. Oh my God, she was amazing.
And it's just about the interpretation of the character, too. Mm-hmm. There's several different ways that you can interpret this play, and Tom has interpreted it a certain way, and especially with all the people he's cast, have definitely taken this show in a different direction than you may have seen in past performances. So that's something I really enjoy, is that it's a very unique show, mm-hmm. even though it's the same script.
Well, that's true. The best plays are like that,
yes.
so that they can be seen from different points of view. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they get it gets boring.
Oh,
you wouldn't be doing them over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And your role, you've already told us how you came to audition for it. And are you still at going to UAA?
Yes, this is my last semester, so I'm just enjoying my my last time here and finally getting to act my first UAA show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You've designed for us. You were a costumer.
Right. Yeah, I've designed before, worked as a stage manager, done lights, but never acted in a show here. So
about time.
Yeah.
And you are about to go. You have applied to for further acting.
Not acting. My interests lie in stage management. I rarely act. I prefer to be behind the scenes. But I am graduating as well. I think half the cast is leaving.
Yes.
It's tragic. But I'm looking at grad schools, preferably in England, but definitely, unfortunately, out of the state. There is not much opportunity for a stage manager up here.
Well, unfortunately, we're running out of time, so I'm going to have to thank you for coming. Jessica Brown and Caleb Bourgeois, thanks for coming and talking about Playboy of the Western World. But now, would you stay and help me read the cast?
You bet.
And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. Tomorrow at 2 p.m., Alaska Junior Theater presents an updated version of Sleeping Beauty at the Discovery Theater at the Performing Arts Center. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Out North continues its annual production of Under 30, short under 30-minute plays by local artists. Performances are February 3rd and 4th at 8 p.m. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
It's the last weekend to see Cyrano's production of Love, Loss, and What I Wore. Showtimes are tonight and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. This is a funny, sweet show. For tickets and information for either show, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Anchorage Community Theater's production of Steel Magnolias continues through February 19th. This excellent play about women's lives takes place entirely in a beauty parlor. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available online at acthome.net or call 868-4913.
Up in Wasilla, Valley Performing Arts production of 12 Angry Jurors opens February 10th and runs through February 26th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
ACT will be giving a class in theater sound design on Saturdays, 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., February 11th through the 25th. Call 344-4713 or email actfamily@gci.net.
UAA will be presenting Playboy of the Western World beginning February 12th and through February 26th. Performances are Friday and Saturday at 8, Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 786-4849. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.